Let's review Pesachim Daf Chaf Hey. In the previous Daf, Abayi said that unlike all Yisrael Na, which we derive from the term Achila, the Yisrael Na from Kilei Kerem, which is not expressed with the term Achila, is even violated when the benefit is Shalo Kederach Hana. It's in an unconventional way. The Gemara challenges based on the Limud from which we know that Basar B'Chalav is Asur V'Hana. We learn the Isra to eat Basar B'Chalav because the Torah connects it to Trefa, which is Asur to eat. We learn the Isra Hana from a combination of Kal V'Chomer from Chametz, Arla, and Kilei Kerem. We can't learn directly from Arla because Arla is generated without violating any Aveira, which Basar B'Chalav is not. You have to cook Basar B'Chalav to make Basar B'Chalav. We can't learn directly from Chametz because it's an Isra Karis, which Basar B'Chalav is not. Klayim, though, is not an Isra Karis and is still Asur V'Hana. So the same should hold true for Basar B'Chalav, but the Gemara says no. If it were true that a Kilei Kerem is violated even in unconventional ways, then we should not be able to learn the Isser Hana of Basar B'Chalav from Kilei Kerem because it has that unique Chumrah that Basar B'Chalav does not have. So the Gemara answers, based on Abaye's rule that there's an Aveira to benefit in an unconventional way from an Isser Hana that is not expressed B'Lashon Achila, so Basar B'Chalav is also violated Shelo K'derech Hana when benefited from in an unconventional way because the Torah never used the word achila to express the Yisra Basar B'Chalav either. All it says is Lo B'Chalav Imo. So it's a perfect match for Kilei HaKerem. The Gemara says still, how can you derive the Yisra of Basar B'Chalav from Kilei HaKerem if Kilei HaKerem has the stringency of never having been kosher, as opposed to Basar B'Chalav where each ingredient was kosher before they were mixed together? So the Gemara answers that Kilei HaKerem Ikara Ne'asarin, the original plantings that create Kilei HaKerem are also Asir, not just the Gidulim, so even though they were mutter before taking root in the ground. So Kilei HaKerem also is something that was once mutter. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but kol misrapim chutz me'atzei asheru. We can use anything for medicinal purposes except for asheru wood. So the Gemara clarifies that this is true even if someone is dangerously ill. Since avodah zarah, along with murder and adultery, is yaharig val yaver, a person has to give up his life rather than commit those averos. What's the source for it? So avodah zarah, we know you have to give up your life rather than violate yaharig val yaver based on the pasuk that says you have to love Hashem b'chol nafshecha, which means you have to give up your lives for Hashem. The source for murder being yaharig val yaver is a Svara, that my chazitz the dama didach sumaktvei, dama dama du gavr sumaktvei. Who says your blood, meaning your life, is any more valuable than the other guy's blood, meaning his life? The source for adultery being your heart of value, however, is the pasuk says, ki kasher yaku mishal re'ehu, or tzachu nefesh, kein adavar hazeh, which clearly links Nara Marasa with murder to teach that, like murder, one should rather get killed than to have relations with the Nara Marasa. Ravina treated his daughter with arla oil, either because she was dangerously ill, or because it wasn't being used Derech Hana in the normal way to benefit. Itmar, Hana abolu liyodim al korcha, bayom muteretz v'rava marasura. If a person gets Hana from Chametz or another Isra Hana incidentally, so Abaye says it's mutar, Rava says that it's asur. Two versions of the exact case of this machlokas, and we take two factors into account. Efshar, would it have been possible to avoid the benefit? And mechavin, did you intend to enjoy the incidental pleasure? First version is, if he's mechavin, he intends to enjoy the pleasure, whether it's avoidable or not, all agree it is asur. If he had no intention to enjoy it, and it was totally unavoidable, lo efshav lo mechavin, all agree it's mutter. The machlokas is only in a case where it was possible to avoid the pleasure, but he had no intention for it, assuming like Rabbi Shimon that typically davar shein miskaven is mutter. Abaye would say this too is mutter since it's unintentional, and Rava would say that even Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's asur in this case since he could have avoided the pleasure and chose not to. The second version is clearly if it's efshav kamechavein, avoidable, and the person intends to benefit from it, that's definitely going to be asur. If it's possible to avoid but the person has no kavana to benefit, both Abaye and Rava would say that's not our business. That's machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda about Tav Hashem Miskaven in general. If it was impossible to avoid and he did not intend to benefit, all would agree it's mutter. Machlokas is a case of lo efshar v'kam mechavin. It's unavoidable, but he intends to benefit from it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who normally doesn't consider kavana to be a factor, Abaye would say that it's mutter since it was unavoidable and kavana doesn't seem to concern us. And Rav would say no, it's us because Rabbi Yehuda is only unconcerned with kavana when that leads us to be more machmir. But in this case, taking kavana out of the picture would lead us to a kula, not a chumrah.